Hey guys, welcome to Let's Get Into It. I am your host, Shan.
And I'm Big D.
And we are happy to be back on the podcast. It's been years. We had to go back and check and see how long it was. I think the last time we did a podcast together has been at least 4 years.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
The thing about it is we have still been doing podcasts. I have my own podcast called Heart Building Minds, which Why would you do that? What just happened? But Big D also has his own podcast where he talks about sports. And I'm going to cheer him on for that. Wrong sound. Here we go. Oh, Lord. I cheer you on because he has done that one for a few years. I think that one is really good. He does it with one of his closest friends. And the podcast is great. It's Let's Get Into It Sports. So kind of loosely based off of this one, except sports is the name of the game, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. We did it for a little while. I think we tested it for a year, maybe.
No, two. I think they did it for like two years. Yeah.
But we was trying to, we trying to do something different. So we took this year off. So we'll probably get that back up maybe next year. But yeah, if you like the Bulldogs, if you like Roll Tide, that's what we do, baby. That's what we do on that podcast.
Okay, yeah. That's that podcast. This one, we do still touch on sports, but just not, it's not the whole thing. Yeah. So what's been going on outside of the podcast? What have you been up to in the last 3 or 4 years?
Family things, you know, we did some traveling.
Lots of traveling.
Yeah, we've been to Vegas for the first time.
Which was great.
Yeah.
We went twice in 1 year, one for work and the other for pleasure. So we spent some time getting to know that whole little strip in Vegas pretty good. We decided on which hotels we like, which ones we like to go and maybe gamble in, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, after about 3 days, Vegas can become too much. It was just overwhelming.
Oh, man.
You didn't think so?
No, man. It's just, look, I don't have fun a lot. So it was just fun to me. So, you know, I like getting away, but she missed the family, the kids and everything.
No, yes. Yes. And I also just got overwhelmed with the amount of people. Like we were there on like a Tuesday. So I went there for a conference the first time. It was for an ATD conference. They had their, no, it wasn't. It was Dev Learn. It's still a training-based conference, but they hosted in Vegas. They had it in Vegas last year, too. I did not go. So this was the year before last, like 2024. We went to Vegas in November, so it was cold but still hot in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we went in July, and I think the temp got up to 110 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah, but we did a couple of trips. I think we flew to Florida, too.
Oh, yeah. We went to Orlando, Florida, Universal Studios.
Yeah, Universal Studios.
We spent Christmas there.
Yeah, we spent Christmas, yeah.
With our entire family.
That was interesting.
So fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was. It was cool.
To be with all of the Disney characters and seeing the parade on Christmas was phenomenal to me. I just felt, and then, of course, it was Florida, so it wasn't freezing. The temperature was pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Did we have, the little one or did we have both?
No. Both of our kids and our oldest son's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the whole family.
That's what I thought. I ain't want to get confused.
Yeah. So we went to Universal Studios twice, too. So, one time is just not enough to cover the entire park.
Yeah.
And it was the middle of summer when we went the first time. And so the second time we went in December, the weather was perfect.
Yeah. But it was 2024, the end of 2024.
What?
We did a cruise with the whole family.
Yes. So
that was a Christmas cruise.
We did a Christmas cruise.
My son's birthday also, my youngest son's birthday. Yeah. I think it was his 20th. So that was last year. Yeah. 2024. Yeah.
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 So 2023, we went to Universal Studios for Christmas. 2024, we went on a cruise, a 7-night cruise with my husband's entire family. So my in-laws, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, the nephews, our kids, the girlfriends. It was so much fun. Yeah. I can tell you this. I didn't see Big D the entire cruise.
Oh, here we go.
Let me just tell y'all. We had to go on a second cruise together just so we can know what it was to cruise as a couple. Because that in those 7 nights, I don't know, seven days that we were on the cruise for Christmas with his family, he had the time of his life. Especially when it came to drinking. When I tell y'all
no.
That Big D found a way to drink every night. And he's not a drinker. He's not a drinker, so I'm going to tell you that right now. But when you are not on the road trying to drive, or you're not worried about stuff like that, it gives you a little bit more freedom to grab a drink or two. He grabbed a drink or four. We decided before the cruise to go and do one activity. And it was like this drink mixer where you get to go and learn about drinks and they
not my idea.
No, it was totally my idea. I'm just gonna tell you, it was totally my idea.
So it was her fault.
It was so much fun though. We were there with a bunch of other people. I don't know how many couples, but we were there. And we watched the guy go and make all these drinks, and he would pour everybody a drink so we can decide if this is one we like. Because at the end, he was gonna give us the drink of our choice to go to leave with.
I think I liked 8 of them.
He liked all of them. Let me tell
pretty
you.
Pretty much.
I didn't like except for all a couple of them. Which ones did you not like? Do you remember?
I think it was I think we got it on our phone, which one it was. But I don't remember which one they were.
There were a few that I didn't like. So as a very good adult would do, I did not finish all of my drinks.
Wow.
But Big D, on the other hand, finished every drink. He was grinning. He was turning around in the chair. You know, like a kid would sit on a chair that rotates around.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You were turning all around. I have pictures. If only this was a visual podcast, I would show them the pictures on my phone.
I don't remember none of that.
That's right, because he was sloppy drunk. He was gone. 3 sheets to the wind. That was him. He had the time of his life. But
isn't that what you're supposed to do?
It was. So let me tell y'all what happened after we left. So they gave us a drink. Of course, I knew the drink that Big D had. He was not going to keep that one because he was already gone. He didn't need another drink. And we had like another activity planned for later that night because, again, it was our youngest son's birthday celebration too. So I said, we'll give the drinks to one of our family members. Because again, we were there with his family. I neglected to mention my mom also came. So I had my mom there too. And I was happy to have her there. So I happened to come around the corner and she was there. So we gave her Big D's drink. Next thing you know, Big D is gone. He walked off somewhere. Got a call from his dad saying, you let Big D come around. He doesn't call him Big D, by the way. You let him come around here and he is drunk. I said, I don't know where he went. He said he came to our room and fell on the bed and started saying, brilliance of the seas, brilliance of the seas. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember any of that. All I remember is I was in my bed.
Yes, he was too drunk.
And so everybody's lying.
Oh my gosh. Everybody, including your folks?
Yeah. Because the thing is that how am I in that, supposed to be in their beds talking about brilliance of the seas, man? I find myself in my bed.
They drug him out of there, brought him back to his room, and that's where he laid until he sobered up. It was so much fun, though. He was hilarious. We did so much on that cruise. we took like some gingerbread houses. I bought these two gingerbread houses off of Amazon. And then we had a contest between the men and the women to see whose house could look the best. And we had a server from somewhere on the ship to come. And that may not have been a server. It was a person who worked on the ship. They came around to judge it. And the men won. I'm just going to say the men won. And it's because I don't know why y'all won. I mean, it looked good.
I was the best.
They had an Oreo cookie house. And we had, what was it? Like a gummy house or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was prettier. Like the dark chocolate.
But yeah, I mean, ours was the best, you know. It had snow on there, and that was, you know,
yeah, had the ice in it. Looked really good.
Yeah,
on the,
yeah, yeah. Go ahead and tell the story. Cookie. Yes, what? Yes, yes, yes.
What?
I mean, just go ahead and say what you, because I know you didn't say that at first.
No. They won.
When you lost.
No, we did not like to win, for you all to win. Absolutely not. We did tip that employee really well, though, so I'm happy about that. Yeah. That was just a fun crew.
Yeah, 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 it was. But it was a lot trying to get it through the airport, though. They thought we was
what?
Taking drugs.
Oh, that's right. We never do.
She always said
we never
up.
Check our bags. We always do a carry on. We never check it because we want to make sure the stuff we bring is going to get there when we get there. And that's the only way to guarantee it if we all travel together. So we always do a carry on and take our bags in. Well, when I was trying to bring in the cookie, like the gingerbread houses on the scanner, they could see like the packets of icing or whatever else. And they were trying to figure out what it was. They opened up the box. They took it out. And we were like, please let us take this with us on this plane. And they were like, okay, but don't bring anything else like this on the plane because you're going to have issues. It was, we didn't think we were going to get through the airport with the cookie things. And
it was so little. I mean, yeah. God, oh man. I mean, it was just like they knew that it was something. I mean, you know, it wasn't nothing serious.
Yeah. But it was also like they wanted to just say, hey, you don't bring that. You're making our lives harder because we have to check it. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
But we got through it.
Yeah.
And we had a good time with it on yeah. the ship.
Yeah. And I, like we say, the game was fun. I did some more drinking, I think.
He did. Oh, did a little bit more drinking. My gosh. They were all over him during the activity. He was over on our side trying to mess up our house. It's probably why we lost. It was your fault. It was probably your fault. Now, thank you all for allowing me to remember what actually happened.
Whatever. Yeah. Can we just move on?
We're moving on.
Yes. Yes.
So y'all are all caught up. Oh, we went on one additional cruise. We did a Virgin Voyages cruise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was the second cruise that we went on just to make sure that we knew what a cruise would be like as a couple, and it was so much fun. Yeah. And if y'all know anything about Virgin Voyages, you know that there are no kids on that ship.
Yeah, yeah.
Which also meant that they had less like family activities, which I really enjoyed on the Royal Caribbean ship.
Yeah, yeah. The food was kind of like half and half. I mean, because you know, I think we like more the galley.
You mean on Virgin Voyages?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Virgin Voyages doesn't have a buffet.
Yeah.
They have a galley. Like yeah, the galley. Saying, and you go up to these different stations and you get your food fresh. So it's no one picking over it or anything like that. However, on Royal Caribbean and Carnival, whatever other ships, they have buffets. So you go and you just grab what you want. You don't have to wait. There's a lot of variety. You go get your stuff and you go sit down. On Virgin, it's not like that. When you go and you get your food, sometimes there's a bit of a wait. Sometimes there's a line of people waiting to get their food from the servers on the other side. It's not as free as the buffet, but it is definitely cleaner.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is.
We like good, clean food.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, that was cool. But we got a couple of more trips we going on coming up. We probably, what we...
We're going to California.
Yeah. We're going to Savannah first.
Oh, yep. Savannah, Georgia. We're
going to Savannah first.
For our anniversary.
Yeah, for our anniversary.
So we're going to do that.
And then
we're going to L.A.
L.A.
And then later this year, we're probably going to do a family trip again, which we're excited about that. The details of that, it's being worked out.
Yes, it's being worked out.
Yeah. So that's our update on life, right?
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
We still have our doll, Fredo, we adopted
a
couple of years before we started our podcast.
He's right here. He kind of sleep. He's laying down. He's asleep right now.
Right.
So,
he's doing great. He's getting older. This is his ninth year.
Oh, my goodness. Start calling that man old.
They don't like to hear it, but Fredo has gray hair. He has gray hair.
There you go.
On his face, and when he gets up, his back legs seem to be a little bit stiffer than they were a couple of years ago.
That's because he lay down on them all the time.
They don't want to face it.
But he still has spunk. Does he not run around the house?
Gosh, he has so much energy. No, we can't deny the energy. Once he gets up,
where you get that from? If he getting old, because I know I ain't got that type of energy. Running around the house like
you're old, and you really are. You're old. Sorry.
Do we have cricket?
No. No. Let's see what sound we got.
No. I don't like that. We need crickets.
He's old.
All right. You know.
Yeah. So yeah, Fredo's doing well. He's just getting older, and I think the last time we had this podcast, we were really talking about the pandemic. We were talking about wearing masks. We were talking about 6 feet, staying 6 feet from people. And that was because COVID was a big thing. Now there's this flu virus that's going around that is a big thing. And now I think we're back to wearing a mask. What do you think?
Well, as of right now, you know, January, flu season, you know, trying to stay away from some people, but you know, I wear mine.
He wear a mask every day when he works because he works in the public and he has to deal with people.
Yeah.
I consider it. I'm considering.
Yeah.
I bought some masks yesterday. So.
Yeah.
I just got
gonna wear them.
Ready. Look, I like to wear it. It's just
she likes to show a pretty face. That's all.
Oh. All right, you know what? I can be pretty behind a mask. I can.
You can't see that. You can't see that.
I don't want to catch the flu.
You can't.
There are a lot of people getting sick at work.
Yeah.
And at home, we do have some people sick in the house. So we make sure we have them, you know, wash behind themselves and wear a mask if they need to. So
yeah.
We're all for it. We want y'all to be cautious out there and safe.
Safe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stay safe.
Mm-hmm. Wear a mask if you need to. Do not be ashamed. People are still trying to shame folks for wearing masks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not right.
Yeah. But I don't think as much as they did back then, but.
It was out of hand.
Yeah.
2021, it was out of hand. They made you feel bad for wanting to stay alive. Wow. And when I say they, that's anybody who thought that COVID wasn't real.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was. And this flu is real. Y'all be safe out there. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Stay 6 feet away if you need to. And don't be ashamed of it.
I know that's right.
What else we got going on?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? You know, I had a topic. But if you got something you wanted to talk about.
The only thing I can think of is there have been two movies that have really, these last couple of days, because I was off. Today's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
This is what happens when you have a 3-day weekend. So I was off yesterday.
Oh, lucky.
And watched a movie with Big D, because you was off too. It's called Him. And it stars Marlon Wayans.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Yeah, it was noted as a horror movie, but y'all, it should have just been noted as weird.
Yeah, just weird.
It was weird.
W.
I'm not even sure.
Rated W, weird.
I guess if the person is in sports or want to play, this is just a reminder to just stay true to yourself. I don't know. I'm not sure what
We need explanations on the movie.
Y'all chime in and let us know what you think, because I'm honestly just not sure.
Yeah. Today we just finished Rip.
I think it's called The Rip. A Rip, something like that. It was Matt Damon and his best friend Ben Affleck. Yeah. I think they wrote it, produced it, starred in it, like they normally do.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
It was another one of those, just like him, it was more of the, it wasn't too many scenes like you normally see in a movie. So they went from like maybe from the start of the movie, it had a scene right there, and then they stuck on one scene. You know what I'm saying? Staying in the house.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Oh, you mean when they were inside of that house for a long period of time?
Yeah.
Yes. I agree with that. But also, I think that they were trying to tell us what kind of make it seem like they already knew who was the killer. I mean, I don't think we should reveal the end of the movie because it just came out. So you're going to have to go out and watch it yourself. But just in my opinion, I believe that they wanted us to believe that they knew all along. And I'm serious. I don't trust anybody. I still, after finishing the movie, I still don't trust any of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of action packed, you know. It was a little bit of tussling. Gun shooting.
And crossing, like, they just double-crossed each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To me, it was pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? It was better than
him.
Wait a minute, you talking to me?
Yeah, it was better than, seriously, it was. If we want to rate the two movies. Okay, 1 to 5, let's rate him.
Why would you do that to me?
Let's do it. Marlon Wayans, he needs to know what we think. Okay, let's rate his acting in the movie. Let's rate that.
Well, his acting pretty much is the same. But, you know, he tries to cross over between his funny and his, you know, serious side. But
I thought he did well as an actor.
I think he was still himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I just didn't like, I don't know. It was a lot of
weird stuff.
Yeah, it was more like,
satanic.
Yeah, to me.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what the weird is for me.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it, and you're not on social media, so
ain't.
Exactly. Like, he doesn't post. He might get on there and read some news, look at some skits, and then he's off of it. He's back on YouTube or...
I ain't trying to get in no trouble, because I sure will. I tell the truth. I tell the truth.
Yeah, he'll be without a job if you let him get on there.
And see, y'all going to really have to try to support us then.
Yeah, right. Right. So, yeah, stay off of social media. Just look. Don't touch. But he, on social media, Marlon Wayans is serious. I mean, he supports his daughter, who is LBTQIA in the community. I feel good about that. And he kind of chimes in on some other really serious topics in the news. He's not just funny, but we know that funny people aren't funny all the time. It's just like me. I am what I like to call a situational extrovert. I'm an introvert that gets out there and becomes an extrovert if you pay me enough to do it. So, like, I'm a trainer at work. So they pay me to get in front of a group of people and teach them, talk to them, present in front of them. And as soon as it's over, I'm back in my shell. I'm back in my office, in the corner. Door closed, don't bother me. My brain is through. It's done.
But she does a good job. I mean, she gets all fives and everything. I ain't saying that just because she's my wife, but it's just, I mean, she does a good job. She's good at what she does.
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you too.
All right. Well, what's next?
Well, you know, so we've been in this marriage thing for a little while.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's been some little skits and stuff that's been floating around on social media.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of like portrays one party a different way from the other one. It really doesn't matter. Me and a woman, you know, I just seen some of it. I just, you know, to me, I find it funny, but I just don't want it to cross in the lines.
What do you mean? Let's get specific.
Well, so is this one? Well, it's a couple of them. Maybe a few. It's a few of them. I'm going to say it's a few.
Okay.
That, you know, because I just watch videos maybe or so on some of them. And let's see. You got this one couple who, I guess, the guy, he goes out maybe, you know, to a store or something. And his wife either sits in the car and wait for him to get back. And he goes into a store and get flirted on. And then he come back and be like, well, you know, she said, because this is one of them. So he went into the cell phone store and the lady there was flirting with him. And she was telling him, you know, if you have any problems and you can call me after hours and I can help you through them. Mm. And so he went and told his wife, you know, the lady there was so nice and everything. And so he proceeded to tell her what happened in the store. And she was like, oh, okay. And what else did she say? And, I mean, she was just, and, you know, she
going back and forth.
And she was mad. She was hopping mad and all that. And he was sitting there acting like he ain't know what had just happened.
I know people like that. I think our oldest son is like that. I'm gonna be honest with you. There's some guys that just don't pick up on those cues. So he was portraying like he had no idea that the girl was flirting with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she had to point it out, but it's a couple of that little skits.
So what's wrong with that though? Do you like those or you don't like those?
I mean, it can be funny,
mm-hmm.
you know, with how he is. I mean, but at the same time, you're like, you can't be that dense, you know.
Are you saying that it wasn't believable?
No. And well, to me, it could be based on who's listening.
Yeah.
And they can get the wrong idea, you know, and I can just see that, you know, it can be a problem in a marriage. What you think?
Are you saying that it could mess up their relationship if somebody comes up to him that doesn't know that?
No. I mean, somebody go in and try it, you know, or, you know, they go out there and they sit up there and say like, his wife wasn't with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he came and end up calling the lady.
Right.
And the lady was like, oh, you know what? Just come on over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Come on over.
So who's responsible? Let me show you. I'm not understanding who's responsible. Are you saying that? I thought you were saying that somebody could approach him because they've seen him doing a skit thinking that he really is that naive and he don't.
Well, yeah, that too. You know what I'm saying?
What's the other thing?
Just that other thing is that somebody could get the wrong idea,
mm-hmm.
and think that it's okay to
flirt with somebody else's spouse. All right. So you really made me think about, because that's, I've thought about that a lot. And that's one of the reasons why I don't go, I am on social media. I don't put my relationship out there. I don't talk about stuff like that. I don't come up with skits for me and Big D to do, because for the exactly what you're saying, other people may get the wrong idea about him or me based on how we portray each other in those skits. But also, it can make other people who are naive think that it's okay to do certain things that we're doing. You can't trust that everybody's going to get that this is just something we are putting on for money, or we're doing this skit for entertainment purposes. Everybody doesn't get that. And I was
gonna But it's not just that. It just looked like on some skits, it just looked like it's putting down one side.
Absolutely.
So it makes the man even seems weak. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, then he maybe really is, and he can really get tried.
Yeah.
You know, out there, you know.
Absolutely.
Because somebody's sitting up there thinking he's weak.
I don't think people think about that. I was just about to ask you if you had heard about, it was a couple that just broke up. It's been all over TMZ. And you follow TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
They've been all over all of the...
I was just on it a second ago.
Well, you probably seen it then. And I can't think of... the woman's name is Christy. The guy's name is Desmond.
Oh, that was probably... I think that was the first thing that popped up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what happened is they were... Okay, this is my story. This is my theory. This is what I think happened. They were a fun couple online. They had the cameras on them all the time. They probably were up against a contract to always have videos out, maybe two or three a day. So it was all of this, you know, these skits that they were doing. And most of the time, he was the butt of the joke. Meaning she was silly. She was goofy. She did everything. And he would just laugh. But he had this high-pitched, girly laugh that everybody always talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... He never acted as if, you know, he was gay or anything like that. But his part in their family skit or their couple skit was he was entertained by what she was doing. So he would laugh. And his laugh was funny. His laugh was... I never thought it was real because it was always too high-pitched for a guy that tall, and probably his regular voice wasn't as high as the way his laughter was coming out, but it was over the top. But that was all a part of it. That was their family skit. I think rumor started that he was gay, that he liked men because of how high his laugh was. I never heard those rumors. This is just the story that
allegedly,
I'm coming up. Allegedly, yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And, I think that it just got to him, and he just started trying to prove to himself and the world that he absolutely loves women.
Yeah.
So they say, they, as in what I read online, Instagram, allegedly that he told her he needed a break from her. They needed to separate, and she didn't listen. So he just stepped out on her.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. All of it. Like, we are not about to end up in a lawsuit. Appreciate you. Yeah, only thing they can take from us are these kids.
Okay? Yeah,
that's,
yeah, I know
that's all we got.
Yeah,
and the dog and Freya. But I people started thinking that the person he portrayed in those skits was really him.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
That's why I don't ever want us to do skits.
What?
Wait. What? Why do you sound like that?
Because we can do a skit, right?
We're not doing it.
No. I think I'd be good in a skit.
You would, but what would you portray? Would you be... What would be your character?
Well, see, they know I'm not abusive, so I can... You know.
Okay. No, because people know how I am, so that would never fly over. And then my family.
What?
Yeah, no.
Would you hear me?
We're not even playing about that. See, this is why we can't we can't do that, because he already on the wrong foot. But that's the only way they're not going to say, you know, you gay if you act like that. So yeah. I guess.
Nah, I wouldn't do her like that. I love my boo.
It's hard for men to pick how they want to be in the skit if it's not like overly sexual or goofy or sassy. What do you choose?
See, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. To me, you know, you have to be able to respect your relationship. I respect my wife. I love my wife. And, you know, I don't want to do anything that will embarrass her.
Absolutely.
And make her, you know, feel bad in public. So
yep.
I just feel like with them doing stuff like that against each other, it just, when they step out, they may get notoriety and all that, but people are like, are you okay?
Right. Oh, if you look at some of the comments under some of these skits, some of those folks are taking it like as if it's real.
Yeah.
They say it under the comment section. And so you hit it. You hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to do skits. If I'm going to get paid for just being online or being a part of social media, it won't be because I'm doing a skit with Big D. It'll have to be something else. Maybe I'm giving some advice.
Yeah. And see, I just think that also, you know, it puts things in your head. When you let those things come into your head and things like that, you know, you can end up like the people allegedly are going through their issues. Yeah, I mean, you just don't want that to get that far. So
absolutely.
Because like I say, it's another one.
Like I say, that is Big D's word, by the way. And every time he says it, it just sticks in my head. Like I say,
okay,
it sounds
but
can't, good,
but
fine, finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sure you got. Yeah, well, I mean, you got some stuff too.
You got to tell me what it is, because I don't know.
Tell me what it is.
You know what.
You got to tell me what it is.
No, I've only said that one time. You going to say, like I say. He's so country, y'all. He going to take us all the way back.
Look at that,
Alabama.
Y'all. We ain't talking about my right. Country. Y'all.
Touche. Let me stop. See what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
No.
I'll just. But anyway.
Too far every time.
I mean, but that's what we talk about.
I mean, other people, not you.
I mean, stuff's going, taking it too far, but to me, it's just some of the skits, like I was saying, it's another one where this guy is talking to a coworker, a woman coworker, and want to bring it to the house sometime and thinking it's cool, you know, just think men are just, you know, like this and
clueless.
So, you know, I just don't want the next generation, you know, if somebody's looking at that, to say, oh, okay, men are like that. Really? So that's the reason why relationships are like they are now. So, but you know, I just don't want nobody to get the bad idea of how relationships really are.
Right.
So, you know, like I say, I love my boo.
That's right. I love my boo.
Shoot, it'll be what? 50 years in a minute.
50?
Oh, shoot.
Just know
it may be
that it's
100.
Been a long time, y'all.
Been a long time, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought you were happy.
Oh yeah. Yes, yes, baby. Yes.
We're
yes.
Done. This was not a skit. This is real life.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Done.
Help me.
Oh, let me tell y'all, we have seen these shows, and it's true. You know, you watch the news and you hear about these hand signals that you can do to let people know that you're unsafe. And I think one of them is you put your thumb into the palm of your hand and you kind of wave your four fingers, like as if you're saying hello or goodbye with just those
fingers. I'm doing it now.
He does that ever so often.
Help.
I'm about to turn his mic off. Look, do better. Do better. Let's, okay, we've been gone for about 40 minutes now. We we have introduced ourselves back into the podcast community. And I think we have caught people up to where we are. And I think it's time for us to give them their time back. But we need to first let them know what our plans are to kind of get back into this groove.
Well, shoot, we need y'all help.
Yeah.
We need y'all to support. If y'all want us to continue to make the podcast and put it out there, give us feedback. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We don't get feedback, then, you know, we're going to think y'all don't love us.
Or we're just going to talk about what we want, which may not be what you want to hear. So we would love to
hear. But how long that's going to last if we don't get no support?
I got plenty to talk about. Absolutely. I could have kept going on this one. It's some more shows, but that may not be what they want to hear. I would like to hear what you expect to hear from us moving forward. So contact us on our email, LGINTOIT, which is letsgetintoit@gmail.com. Again, it's LGINTOIT@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you and get your feedback about what you want to hear us talk about. Again, as a couple that's been married for 104 years, we may be able to offer some advice to those who are thinking about marriage, but we also have two adult kids as well. And so navigating that landscape with kids who need you, but also may not need you as much, we can help with that too. So let us know.
Yeah, I got all the answers. Oh, Lord. You know, I had to tell her how to.
He does give the best advice. I'm not going to.
I take it all back now.
He thought he was going to get a fight. It's too late at night for a fight. And the Sunday, you got a better attitude out of me today. So I'm going to go with that, y'all.
Well, you always get a good attitude out of you because you're beauty.
Thank you very much.
You see.
Let's wrap this up before you
change. Sunshine.
He's about to say the wrong thing, y'all.
No, I ain't going to say.